Hi there, come on in. You're just in time for another interesting story, because this is Children's Bible Hour Story Time, and I'm Uncle Charlie. Our story today is a bit shorter than usual, and so we're going to have two good songs to listen to first. Here's a little guy to say some willing words I'll be glad to. Listen.
I'll be glad to serve my Savior anywhere that He may lead. I'll be glad to win my neighbor, for I know his greatest need. I'll be glad to serve my Savior anywhere, include my neighbor, through the valley or the mountain, anywhere that he may lead, I'll gladly go. God so loved the world created that he gave his only son. And for you he long has waited that from sin you might be won. I'll be glad to serve my Savior anywhere, include my neighbor through the valley or the mountain, anywhere that he may lead, I'll gladly go.
And now a good go-along with the story song, All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit clothed in mortal wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all.
Now that we've had all that good music, I know you're ready for the story. It's called At Hilltop Farm. Pete stood in the garden behind the house at Hilltop Farm, leaning on the rake. He was watching his dad plow the ground for spring planting. The plow cut deep into the black soil, turning it over into long, even furrows. The fishing worms wiggled and scrambled around. Pete could just see them dancing on the end of a fishing hook. It was a warm, almost hot spring day, and Pete just knew the fish in Silver Creek would have their mouths open, hungry for a juicy worm. And then, like an alarm clock going off, he heard his dad's voice.
If the rake handle should break with all your weight on it, Pete, you might fall down and break your neck.
I was just resting for a minute.
I want you to put the rake in the tool shed, son. Then go get your long cane fishing pole and go down to Silver Creek with some of your pals. I want you to fish for a while and wait in the creek until you get over this terrible case of spring fever. And don't come back until you've caught every fish that'll bite.
honest, Dad? You mean it?
Sure I do. I was a boy once, too, you know. You've worked hard this morning, and you deserve a break. A fellow's supposed to have some fun on Saturday.
Oh, right. Maybe Jerry Fisher can go with me. I'll call and ask him.
Good idea. After all, if a boy with a name like Fisher can't catch fish, who can?
Yeah, right, Dad. Want to help me catch some worms before I go call him?
Sure, Pete. Hand me that can by the fence, will you? We'll put some worms in it for your fishing trip.
Okay. Here it is, Dad.
Thanks, Pete. Why don't I turn over some dirt and you catch the worms?
Okay. Wow, there's lots of them. Come here, Mr. Wiggle Worm. You're going fishing. Hey, Dad, isn't it great that God made so many fishing worms? Are they good for anything besides bait?
There's a big one, Pete. Between your toes. Get it. Sure. Worms are good for more than fishing bait. They help the earth breathe by burrowing through the ground and loosening the soil. The more they burrow, the finer the soil becomes.
And that's good for raising crops, right?
That's right. It's kind of like when mother sifts flour to make a cake. The finer the flour is sifted, the better the cake. And the more the soil is loosened and sifted by the worms, the better it is to grow things. So worms are useful little creatures. You see, God has a purpose for everything.
Yeah, and I'm glad one purpose for worms is to make fishing bait. I think I got enough now. I'll go call Jerry, okay?
Okay. Hey, and have some fun fishing.
I'm glad you could come fishing with me today. This is fun, Jerry.
Yeah, I can't believe how clear the water is today. Look, there's another fish nibbling at my bait. Go ahead, Mr. Fish. Have some dinner.
He's got it, Jerry. Pull him in.
Look at that. He's a nice big one.
Sure is. Hey, look. Look at that fish down there. He's really big. Come on, big guy. Take my bait.
He is big. Oh, there he goes, Pete.
Oh, no. Did you see what he did, Jerry? He left my bait and ate a little fish instead.
Maybe we should be using minnows for bait.
Maybe, but we've done all right with our worms. It's getting late, though. We probably should go. Yum, these fish are good. They're almost as much fun to eat as to catch. I'll sure be glad when school is over. Then I can stay home and go fishing every day.
Well, that might be overdoing it a little, don't you think?
Besides, you like school, don't you?
Yeah, except science. I just don't believe some of the things Mrs. Moore teaches. Like that we evolved from monkeys and that kind of stuff. Of course, she doesn't say monkeys. She says a lower form of life.
You know, I'm glad you're thinking about the things you're told, Pete, and not just blindly accepting them.
It's too bad, but I'm afraid that teachers can be wrong sometimes. Why, there was a time people were taught that the earth was flat, like the palm of my hand, and that if you went far enough, you'd fall off the edge.
Did they teach you that when you were a kid, Mom?
Oh, no, that was before my time. But people used to believe it.
But God made the world and us, and the stars, and even the worms, didn't he?
Yes, he sure did. Creation is no accident. Oh, you know, it's amazing to me that people who think about it can't see that there must be a God who planned it all. Everything has a purpose, Pete, and it all works together perfectly.
Take the sun, for instance. If it were too close to the earth, it'd be so hot that no plants or animals or men could live on the earth. If it were too far away, it'd be so cold that all life would freeze to death. God put it just the right distance from the earth to give us summer, fall, winter, and spring.
That's right. Everything is useful. Nothing is wasted. Wait, for example, in the autumn when the leaves fall from the trees, they rot and become fertilizer and nourish the tree so it can grow bigger and more beautiful.
Yes, and as birds fly through the air from place to place, they carry seeds and drop them in various places so new plants and trees begin to grow.
And birds eat insects to keep them from becoming too many.
They eat worms, too. but the worms can get away from them when they crawl in the ground. We talked this morning about how they loosen the soil.
Oh, yeah. And down at the creek, we saw a big fish eat a little fish.
Yes. Sometimes big animals eat the little animals. But it all works out so that the balance is right, and the earth is kept in the order and system that God had planned.
Say, Dad, I've just thought of something. If God has a plan for worms and bugs and birds, He must have a plan for me, too.
He certainly has, son. There's a verse in Jeremiah that says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future.
You know, now that you've accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, be sure to dedicate your life to Him each day, son. Tell Him that whatever His plan is for you, you mean to follow it as best you can.
I wonder how He'll lead me.
Help me to serve Thee more and more. Help me to praise Thee o'er and o'er. Live in Thy presence day by day. Never to turn from Thee away. Living for Jesus, oh what rest. Pleasing my Savior.
Would you believe I remember when I played the boy's part in today's story just a few years ago? But you want to know something? The message in today's story is as good today as it was when it was written. Let me read the verses from Jeremiah that Dad was talking about in the story. They're such good ones, for young and old alike. In Jeremiah 29:11, God is speaking to the Israelite people after their 70 years in captivity, and He says, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Now, those last few words are very important. When we ask God for something, we need to mean business. And we need to know that God knows the plans for us better than we do. It's important that every day we put our lives in God's hands and let Him control our lives. By the way, verse 11 doesn't mean that we'll never have trouble, never have a problem. But we can be sure that if we are in God's will, nothing will happen to us without His knowing all about it. Gotta go. Thanks so much for listening to Storytime, a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries.